Welcome to WDCE and to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. This is Bill Mays, and tonight we are honoring an exceptional talent and innovative figure in the history of modern jazz, Red Mitchell. He was very important to the development and technique of modern bass playing. I had the pleasure of knowing and working with Red for many years. He was as much fun and an inspiration to me, both on and off the bandstand. We played many engagements together in New York and LA, did a duet record together, and two PBS TV specials. Red was a giant as a bassist, pianist, songwriter, and lyricist. So tonight I hope you will enjoy a lot of his recordings. The host of the Cool Jazz Set is a huge fan of Red Mitchell's and is also my good friend. So now, here is Paul Pierce with 2 hours of this beautiful music.
And thanks, Bill, for that nice introduction. Bill Mays, my good friend and a legendary pianist himself. And you're listening to Bill Mays and Red Mitchell from an album they did called Two of a Mind. So let's listen. Thank you. And that was vocalist Deborah Brown from an album entitled Jazz for Jazz. And it featured Horace Parlin on piano, Deborah, of course, on vocals, Red Mitchell, the bassist, and the wonderful drummer Ed Thigpen, who was with Oscar Peterson for those wonderful years. And tonight we're doing a very special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We're honoring the great bassist, composer, band leader, singer, poet, humanist, and humorist, the great Red Mitchell. He was always red, engaged, and genuine, if anything. He loved life and cared about the future of the planet. Compose thyself was a repeated theme throughout his career. When Red left the U.S. for Sweden in 68, he promised himself that he would learn to verbalize his feelings. Words first or music first varied from tune to tune. He always listened to the composer's intentions and with his own lyrics and poetry. It's very clear. He was a man of principle, integrity, and love for humanity, an accomplished artist in search of truth and beauty. His works are the souvenirs he wanted so much for us to share. And he has left us a treasure trove of wonderful recordings. And back in 2009, I did a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set honoring him, but I thought it was time to do so again. And I want to thank my good friend Bill Mays for that nice introduction. Bill was close with Red. They played and recorded together. And the album that I opened the show with, playing Diane Mitchell's favorite tune, Embraceable You, is from a duo album they did together called Bill Mays and Red Mitchell, Two of a Mind. And you might check out on Amazon.com to see if there may be possible some recordings. Sometimes you can find a good used copy or one that's almost mint condition. I do that quite often. So check that out. Two of a Mind is the name of the album, Red Mitchell and pianist Bill Mays. We followed that with a quintet that I love very much, the Red Mitchell Harold Land Quintet, an album entitled Hear Ye, Hear Ye, and that is available on Amazon.com. I have the original LP, but it's been reproduced, and I think you can find that fairly well, too. What a nice group that was, too. My goodness gracious. Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Red Mitchell, the bassist and leader, co-leader with Harold. Carmel Jones on trumpet, Frank Strazzeri on piano, and Leon Pettis on drums. And we heard the title track from that, Hear Ye. And Red, of course, was on that particular tune, soloing with his bass, with his bow, doing some arco work. And he was quite efficient with that, and there are several albums that he did record using the bow. But unfortunately, his bow was stolen when he was playing at a club in Stockholm, I think in the mid-70s. And he was never able to find another bow that he really liked, so he didn't record or use the bow again. At least that's what Diane told me. So, we're honoring him tonight with some great music. Here's a nice trio album. It's a tenor saxophonist. It's named Vyacheslav Preobrazhensky. I hope I pronounced that correct. He went by VP. Red Mitchell on bass and Horace Parlin on piano. And this is Beautiful Love. Thank you.
I just read an issue of Downbeat, which I'll never do ever again. They put down Bird and Louie and Ella. They put down Bill Evans, and then they went on to say that Bird was a show-off and Bill didn't play melodically. So that's why I wrote this whole verse on one note, just to make sure those guys hear the melody. One should never underestimate the wrath of sour grapes. It's turned many music lovers into soul-devouring apes. If you started loving music, why the hell did you forsake it? Is it possible you tried to play and just plain didn't make it? And if so, why not help your love, as many people do? If you take bread to hurt instead, then really, who needs who? The man who can write from a lofty height about jazz just hasn't been born yet. There'll be some changes missed if you insist on listening through your lorgnette. With your total subjectivity, you've corrupted your vocation, and you've wounded many people with your verbal masturbation. To criticize in hindsight isn't really hard to do. It just involves reporting from the asshole's point of view. You're a little shy and seldom buy around. A little bit effeminate, but in print, how you sound. Don't put me in a box, Jack, not even when I'm dead. 'Cause I'm nobody's Jack in the box. Now just remember what I said. Just get out of here with that label, Mabel. It's just not gonna fit. Just disappear with that label, Mabel. It's sure not gonna fit my... Want to label yourself? Well, okay, there's a very sticky label saying critic. But are you sure you want to live that way on a job that's completely parasitic? Why don't you people get your own band and make a record that we can review? We have heard how you sound in person. We'd like to hear you play some too. And then, just to be fair, we would only compare you to you. How you sound, how you sound, how you'd sound in the round. How you sound on paper, how you sound, soul raper. How you sound, how you sound, zounds, how you sound, I mean, how you sound, how you sound, how you sound, how you sound, oh, how you sound, pew, I mean, how you sound, yeah. how you sound.
Red Mitchell, vocals and piano on his album, Simple Isn't Easy. Red was full of humor and wrote some of the cutest tunes, and this is a great recording, and I think it's available, so you may want to check it out. But he does a play bass on this. It's all vocals and piano. And he plays pretty good piano, by the way, too, doesn't he? Okay, well, let's see. We want to go a little further back now. This is a 1954 recording when Red was part of the Jerry Mulligan-Bob Brookmeyer Quartet. Jerry on baritone sax, Bob on valve trombone, and Frank Isola, the drummer. And this is a tune entitled Five Brothers.
Thank you. This is your line.
There is one. For Roger and myself, these are the sober years. I don't know if that's the same for everybody, but we found that everything is a little lighter and easier sober. And we have a lot of friends who are in the same delicate condition. Okay. We'd like to dedicate this to all who have gotten over their Joneses. We call it bad habit in the jazz world. We call it a Jones, you know. So-and-so, does he drink? Yeah, he drinks, but he doesn't have a Jones. So, you know. Does he smoke pot? Yeah, he's been smoking pot for 30 years, but he doesn't have a Jones. He just likes it. You know. Anyway, we just changed the title of this one. It's dedicated to all of our friends who have accomplished that, and even those who didn't and are now somewhere else in the universe. And it's called Have You Missed Your Jones?
Right.
And that was the wonderful Red Mitchell on bass and Roger Calloway, the pianist, live at the Maybeck Recital Hall, recorded in May of 1992. And that was just a few months before the untimely passing of Red, who passed away in November of the same year. And that's available. It's called Roger Calloway and Red Mitchell, Life's a Take on the Concord label. And that was kind of a cute tune that they did. Have You Met Miss Jones is the title of the tune they played, but they changed the wording on that. Kind of fun. Before that, we heard a nice trio from an album that was done on the Engine label, entitled Three for All. It was Phil Woods on saxophone, Tommy Flanagan, the pianist, and Red Mitchell on bass. And the tune we heard was written by Red. He has words to it as well, but he wasn't singing this time. It's called It's Time to Emulate the Japanese. And we will finish up this very first set with a 1958 recording that Red Mitchell did, and we are honoring him tonight with a nice quartet. Hampton Hawes on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Shelly Mann on drums. And the title of the tune is Beau Geste, B-O-W, Beau Geste. And it was the first recorded arco solo or bowed solo by Red Mitchell. And he was 30 years old when he did this. Nice quartet. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.